Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
The future of the city of Buffalo is expected to be determined in Batavia today. That's where board members for Western New York Off-Track Betting will be voting on whether to approve the contract extended to Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, who has been offered the position to become OTB's next president and CEO. Brown is in line to replace Henry Wojtaszek, who is leaving the post that is among the highest-paid public positions in New York State. If Brown assumes the new position, Common Council President Chris Scanlon would become mayor. Wyoming County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a fatal crash that claimed the life of a Silver Creek doctor. The crash occurred around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon in the town of Weathersfield at the intersection of Hermitage and Weathersfield Roads, where the vehicle of Dr. Richard Malazzo Jr. proceeded into the intersection where it was struck by a tow truck. Deputies say the tow truck did not have a stop sign. Malazzo was pronounced dead at the scene by the Wyoming County Coroner. And the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles is working to help drive voter registration, with the deadline to register to vote in the November election approaching on October 26th. Officials are reminding residents they can register at a DMV office when they complete a driver's license, learner permit, or non-driver ID transaction. Others can register at dmv.ny.gov. New Yorkers also can register in person at their local Board of Elections. Many city and town halls have registration applications available for residents. The man accused of setting the fire that destroyed the Old Pink in Allentown will be moved to an inpatient treatment facility. The Buffalo News reports a judge ordered that 40-year-old John Burns can be transferred to an undisclosed facility where he will stay for 28 days as he is treated for physical and mental health issues. Burns, who is currently in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service, is alleged to have set fire to the Allen Street Bar in the early morning hours of June 17th. The over 800 doctors who recently went on strike at local hospitals still do not have a new union contract. No progress was reported following Wednesday's bargaining session between the Union of American Physicians and Dentists and University Medical Resident Services. Union officials say they are seeking increased salaries and better benefits for their members who went on a four-day strike in early September to highlight their demands. And elected officials are continuing to mount their opposition to the proposed rate hike from National Grid. Republican State Senator Patrick Gallivan issued a statement urging the Public Service Commission to reject the proposed 15% increase in electric rates and the 20% hike for natural gas. Gallivan says the proposal, quote, sheds additional light on the significant costs associated with the implementation of the state's climate policies.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying griffs find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Moving across the border, Ontario Premier Doug Ford is under heavy criticism for comments he's made about encampments and the people living there. Ford said this week that if you're healthy, then you should be getting out and working like everyone else is. Correspondent Dan Karpinchuk has more.
Doug Ford pulled no punches this week when speaking at a news conference in Port Colborne, Ontario on Monday about people living in encampments and not working.
If you're healthy, get off your ASS and start working like everyone else is.
When pushed further about what many call a controversial comment, Ford showed little sympathy and little inclination to soften his words a day later.
You're young, you're healthy, and you can work. You have to find gainful employment. That's what you need to do.
Ford was responding to questions from reporters about wait lists for affordable housing. He did say that his government would support those with mental illness and addictions. But his solutions to get people out of homeless encampments were met with disbelief and criticism. Meg McCallum is the interim executive director for the Alliance to End Homelessness Ottawa.
10% of people who are in Ottawa shelters are actually employed, and they just can't find housing that they can afford. This is a human rights issue, and we need inclusive, neighbor-friendly approaches, not this pull yourself up by the bootstraps type of comment.
Homelessness and encampments have become touchy political issues. Last year, cities and towns across Ontario were the sites of about 1,400 homeless encampments in their communities. And the Association of Municipalities of Ontario has come to the Ford government for help. The AMO's policy director is Lindsay Jones.
we are in crisis proportions when it comes to a lack of deeply affordable housing, a lack of shelter spaces, a lack of addiction supports and mental health supports. And we need the province's help to help us deal with and take action with the crisis.
Jones says normalizing encampments is not a sustainable situation, and the people living there must be met with the same level of compassion and service that any other resident deserves.
But it's also the case that there are long-term and broad impacts to having encampments on public lands. There's impacts from an economic perspective in communities across the province. Downtowns are really experiencing significant impacts.
Ford says his government has invested more than $1 billion in programs to provide food and shelter for those in need. But some, like opposition New Democratic lawmaker Chandra Pasma, says far more is needed.
It just shows how out of touch the premier is with what's happening with people on the ground. I have constituents who are working two jobs just to stay housed. People in my riding are working full time and still needing to use food banks.
For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto on the Canadian Beat.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.